So Lord, we're thankful this evening for the privilege of being together under the sound of the Word of God. And our prayer is that you'll be with us this evening as you have promised to do. We know that you will. And each of us would just say, Lord, I open my heart. I want you to speak to me this evening. And so we're praying for all here at 16th, for all on Zoom, for all who might join us as the evening proceeds. We also pray, Lord, for the youth downstairs at the chapel this evening. Work in each of their hearts as well. So we're happy to be able to be here. We are thankful that you've sent Jürgen to be with us, and we pray that he'll have the right words for each one of us tonight. We're thankful for all that you have promised to do, and we would submit ourselves each individually to you to fulfill that promise in each of our hearts. We ask this now and give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
主，我们感谢您今天让我们在这里聚集在一起，能听从你来的真理。我们也知道您曾应许您与我们同在。你今天也在我们中间，也求您打开我们的心，使我们每个人都能够领受您要讲给我们的话。也求您祝福我们楼下的年轻人的聚会，也使他们的每个人的心也都能打开。主，特别的感谢您把这根弟兄派到我们中间，也求您赐给他正确的话语，也使我们每个人都能够得着您的应许，也使您的应许能在我们身上成就。我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Well, Jürgen, we'll just turn the rest of the time over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Eric, and it is a privilege and a joy to be with you again.
很高兴，这是我的荣幸啊，能跟大家在一起。
And Eric mentioned that we'll be talking a little bit about our identity in Christ. I think maybe I'll change the title and call it the riches of the gospel.
刚才 Eric 介绍呢，我们的主题呢，就是我们在基督里的地位。那我想，可能我要把这个题目呢稍微改一下，就是我这个福音的丰盛。
I'm convinced that there is nothing as amazing, as extraordinary, as remarkable as the message we call the gospel.
因为我认为没有任何的信息比福音更令人惊奇，更可贵，更伟大的了。
The world has never heard anything that comes close to the wonderful gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个世界的人没有听过比主耶稣基督的福音更好的信息了。
The Bible talks about the unsearchable riches of Christ.
那圣经告诉我们的这个福音基督的这个丰富是不可测度的。
Unsearchable means that we'll never get to the end of it.
那不可测度的意思是我们永远也到不了它的尽头。
The Bible says that the love of Christ passes knowledge, which means we will never finish discovering how great it is.
那圣经告诉我们是基督的爱呢是没有止境的，也就是说明我们永远都不会停止能发现更多的他的爱。
A man asked a Christian what he would find if he became a Christ follower, and the Christian replied, "You will find wonder upon wonder, and every wonder is true."
有一个人曾经问基督徒，他说你做了基督的门徒以后，你得到了什么呢？他说我得到的就是奇妙之上再加上奇妙，而且每一个奇妙都是真的。
The gospel is the greatest message that this world has ever heard.
因为福音是这个世界所听过的最伟大的信息。
The gospel is the most important message this world has ever heard.
那福音也是这个世界的人所听到的最重要的信息。
The gospel is also the most wonderful message that we have ever heard.
也是我们听过的最奇妙的信息。
The book in the Bible that gives us the clearest exposition of the gospel is Paul's letter to the Romans.
那在圣经的书卷里面，最清楚的把福音是什么讲给我们听的，就是保罗的写的罗马书。
I would like to start this series of studies looking at the first chapter of that epistle that Paul wrote.
那我开始这个主题的时候呢，我想先给大家讲这个罗马书的一章。
The book of Romans is the most complete book on the foundations of the Christian faith.
那罗马书呢，它这个全书讲的都是我们基督徒信心的根基。
Romans gives us a detailed exposition of the gospel of God.
那罗马书呢，详细的给我们解释了这个神的福音是什么。
We could say it's probably the most important document of the Christian church.
我们说这卷书可以说是基督的教会的最重要的一个文献。
And it's one of the most influential works of literature ever written.
那也是这世界上曾经写过的最有影响力的文献之一。
God has used the book of Romans down through history to transform many lives.
神在过去的诸多世纪里一直使用罗马书来改变很多人的生命。
Romans has brought revival again and again.
所以罗马书曾经带来一次又一次的复兴。
And it sparked the Protestant Reformation under Martin Luther in the 16th century.
那在16世纪的时候，也是罗马书激发了马丁路德的这个教改。
The book of Romans could be just divided into three major topics.
那罗马书呢，可以大致分为三个主题。
In the first part of the book, it tells us that no one is righteous before God.
那第一部分呢，告诉我们没有人在神的面前是义的。
Then it tells us that unrighteous people can be declared righteous by God.
然后第二部分告诉我们，一个不义的人呢，可以在神的面前被称为义。
And then it goes on to talk about how to live a righteous life in the power of the Holy Spirit.
然后第三部分呢，他告诉我们怎么样凭着圣灵的能力能活出一个义的生命。
The word gospel means good news.
福音的意思呢，这个词的意思就是好消息。
And in the ancient world, the word could refer to any kind of good news.
那在古代的时候呢，这个福音可以指各种各样的好消息。
If the army went to war and came back victorious, that was gospel, that was good news.
那如果军队呢开拔去征战，他们得了胜，那这个胜利的消息就是一个好消息，就是福音。
If a woman went into labor and gave birth to a healthy child, that was gospel, that was good news.
那如果一个妇人经过了生产之痛，生出了一个健康的孩子，这也是福音，也是好消息。
If a young woman agreed to marry a young man, that was good news.
那如果一个年轻的女孩同意跟一个年轻人结婚，那这也是一个福音，也是个好消息。
However, what we find in the book of Romans is the best news that has ever been heard.
但是我们在罗马书里发现的这个福音呢，是所有好消息当中最好的消息。
It is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这是关于主耶稣基督的好消息。
It is a message of hope.
这是盼望的信息。
It is a message of forgiveness.
这是赦免的信息。
It's a message of God's love for us.
这是关于神对我们的爱的信息。
It's a message of what God did when we were lost and far from Him.
这是当我们还在失丧的状态，远离神的状态的时候，神为我们所做的事情的好消息。
So the book of Romans gives us an exposition of the good news of the gospel.
所以罗马书呢，给我们解释了这个好消息，这个福音是什么。
And the basic question the book answers is, how can a guilty person come into a right relationship with a holy God?
那这整本书呢，它回答的一个基本的问题就是，一个有罪的人，他是怎么能够恢复跟神这正确的关系的。
How can people who deserve judgment find peace with God?
一个本来配得审判的人是怎么与神和好的？
The book of Romans provides an answer, a wonderful answer to that question.
那罗马书呢，对这个问题给出了非常奇妙的美好的答案。
So let's read the first verse of Romans, Romans chapter 1, verse 1.
好，我们一起来读罗马书的一章一节。
Go ahead and read it, please.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
Please notice, in this chapter what the gospel is, and we'll notice several things about the gospel.
那这里面我们注意到这个关于福音的几件事。
First of all, we see that the gospel is a message from God.
那首先呢，这个福音是从神来的信息。
We read in this verse of the gospel of God.
我们这里读到神的福音。
That phrase tells us about the source of the gospel.
那这个片语呢，告诉我们这个福音的来源是什么。
It was revealed from heaven.
这是从天上启示来的。
It did not originate in this world.
这不是从地上出来的。
It's a message from the heart of God.
这是从神心里发出来的信息。
The gospel is unlike any other religion in the world.
那福音呢，跟这地上任何的宗教都不一样。
Every religious system originated in the mind of some human being.
因为其他的宗教呢，都是从某些人的头脑里面起源的。
The gospel is totally different.
那福音是完全不一样的。
It comes from outside the system.
它是从我们地球这个体系之外来的。
It was not born in the mind of some fellow human.
它不是从人的头脑中产生的。
It has a heavenly origin.
它是有一个属天的起源。
It was born in the heart of God.
它是生在神的心中的。
The gospel is not somebody's opinion.
所以福音不是某个人的观点。
It's not a theory that someone came up with.
它不是有的人创造的一个理论。
It's good news from heaven.
它是从天上天堂来的好消息。
It's good news from God.
是从神来的好消息。
And it's the only real good news that we have ever heard in this world.
实际上它是我们在这个世界上听到的真正的好消息。
So first of all, the gospel is a message from God.
所以第一点，这个福音呢，是神的信息。
Secondly, it's a message that was prophesied centuries beforehand.
那第二点呢，就是这个信息呢，是好多世纪之前就被预言了的。
Let's read verse 2.
我们读第二节，这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
For many centuries, God's prophets spoke of someone who would come, a Messiah, a king.
那很多世纪之前呢，就有人预言说弥赛亚一个王要来。
This person would solve the dilemma of our world and bring light and hope to a dark world.
那这个人呢，会来解决这地上的难题，会给这个黑暗的世界带来光。
There are about 300 prophecies written centuries before he came.
那在很多世纪之前，就是基督来很多年前呢，就有关于他的300多个预言。
The prophets gave us many details about this expected Messiah.
那这些先知呢，给了我们很多关于这个将要来的弥赛亚的细节。
And for many centuries, our world waited for him to arrive.
那所以我们这个整个世界呢，也在等着他的降临，等了很多很多年。
In the Gospel of Matthew, for instance, 21 prophecies are mentioned that were fulfilled in the life and death and resurrection of Christ.
那以马太福音为例啊，在这卷福音书里面就提到有28个关于基督的预言啊，在他的生死和复活上应验了。
There's a phrase that Matthew repeats again and again.
那在马太福音里有一句话呢，一遍一遍的重复。
He says, for instance, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah must be fulfilled.
那比如说，他说，先知以赛亚所说的话要应验。
So that which was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah might be fulfilled.
有一地方又说，那耶利米先知耶利米所说的要应验。
A similar phrase shows up 17 times in the Gospel of Matthew.
那在马太福音呢，就类似这样的先知的预言要应验这样的话呢，出现了17次。
And Matthew emphasizes the fact that the life of Jesus fits perfectly with the prophecies of the Old Testament.
所以马太福音特别的强调，耶稣基督是完美的应验了，或者说成就了先知旧约的这个先知的预言。
The life of Jesus Christ was written centuries before in the Holy Scriptures.
那耶稣基督的这个生命啊，是在他出生的很多世纪之前呢，就已经预言的。
And Matthew points out how the life of Christ and biblical prophecies synchronize perfectly.
所以马太福音呢，讲到了耶稣的这个生命和他和这个几个世纪前关于他的预言呢，是吻合的，完全一致。
Never in history have we ever seen anything like this.
那在人类的历史上，我们从来没有见过这样的事。
It's fascinating to see how the prophecies were fulfilled in such a precise way.
所以看到预言啊，以这样精准的方式应验了，真是令人惊奇。
For instance, the prophet Micah said he will be born in Bethlehem in Judea.
那举个例子，在弥迦书里面曾预言说，他会在犹大的伯利恒出生。
Another prophet said he's going to come from Egypt.
那还有一预言说呢，他会从埃及上来。
And another said he's going to be called a Nazarene.
那还有一个预言说呢，他会被叫做拿撒勒人。
Now these prophecies seem to be contradictory.
那这些预言呢，看上去是彼此矛盾的。
At the end of the day, where will the Messiah come from?
但是最后的时候到来的时候，这弥赛亚是从哪里来的呢？
Will he come from Bethlehem, from Egypt, or from Nazareth?
就是他到底会是在伯利恒出生呢，还是从埃及呢，还是在拿撒勒呢？
How could these three prophecies all be fulfilled?
那这三个预言怎么能够全部都应验呢？
When Jesus came, all three were fulfilled perfectly.
但是等耶稣真的来的时候呢，这三个预言都完美的应验了。
He was born in Bethlehem.
他是在
Go ahead.
他在伯利恒出生的。
He was taken to Egypt as a child.
那他在小时候呢，就被带到埃及去了。
He returned from there and was raised in Nazareth.
然后他又从埃及回来，最后呢是在拿撒勒长大的。
And he gave perfect fulfillment to all three prophecies.
所以他完美的应验了这三个预言。
It's remarkable.
这真的是很令人惊奇。
King David prophesied about the death of Messiah.
那大卫王呢，曾经预言了这个弥赛亚的死。
He said that it would be through crucifixion.
他说呢，他会死在十字架上。
However, David said that 1,000 years before the idea of crucifixion had even been invented.
但是大卫说这个预言的时候呢，是在十字架这个刑罚被发明之前1000年啊。
And David said that not one of his bones would be broken.
大卫也说他的骨头一根也不会折断。
Now you would think that by crucifying him, some of his bones would be broken.
但是你可能会想，如果是一个人被钉十字架的话呢，有些骨头应该会断的。
At the crucifixion of Christ, the soldiers broke the bones of the two who died with Jesus.
但是当主钉十字架的时候呢，那个士兵是把其他两个的罪犯的骨头打断了。
But when they came to Christ, he was already dead, and they did not break any of his bones, just as the prophecy had said.
但是当士兵到耶稣这里来的时候呢，他却没有打断耶稣的任何一个骨头。这就是完美的应验了这个先知的预言。
The prophet said that the Messiah would be sold for 30 pieces of silver.
那还有这个先知的预言呢，说这弥赛亚会被出卖以30两的银子被卖掉。
If he had been sold for 20, that would have disqualified him.
那如果他只卖了20两呢，那就是亏欠他了。
If he were sold for 31, that would not work either.
但是也不能多卖一块钱，31块也不行。
But the prophet Zechariah said the price would be 30 pieces of silver.
那撒迦利亚，先知撒迦利亚曾经说就是30块银元。
And it happened exactly as the scripture said.
那实际发生的事情呢，就跟圣经所说的是一模一样的。
When Judas sold Christ, they paid him the exact sum of 30 pieces of silver.
当犹大卖主了以后呢，那些人付给他的钱呢，就是恰恰好是30块银钱。
Now, if that does not convince you, there are about 300 prophecies of Christ written hundreds of years before he was born.
那如果这些还不能说服你的话呢，那还有关于耶稣基督的预言啊，有3300个预言呢。
The Old Testament was written to prove that Jesus is the Messiah.
那旧约呢，是来证明的耶稣就是弥赛亚。
The prophecies of the Old Testament and the life of Christ synchronized perfectly.
那旧约的先知的预言和耶稣基督活在地上的这个生活呢，是完美的契合的。
No other religion of the world has anything like that.
这地上没有哪一个宗教有这样的事情。
Of course, only God can predict the future, and God has done it to show us clearly that the Messiah is the Lord Jesus.
因为只有神能够知道未来的事情，所以神这样做就清清楚楚的，为的是清清楚楚告诉我们耶稣就是弥赛亚。
The Old Testament prophets gave us hundreds of details about the Messiah that God was going to send.
那旧约呢，给了我们关于这个神要差派下来这个弥赛亚呢，几百个关于他的细节。
And when someone comes and fulfills 100% of all these prophecies, we can be sure he was the Messiah.
那如果一个人来了，他百分之百的应验了这些预言，那我们应该确定他就是弥赛亚了。
Once in Bolivia, I was asked to go to a bus terminal to meet a traveling preacher from Argentina.
那我在玻利维亚的时候呢，有一次他们派我呢去这个汽车站去接一个从阿根廷来的传教士。
He was to arrive in the city where we lived in the Andes Mountains.
那他呢是要到我们这个在安第斯山脉的这个城市。
On the way to the bus terminal, I suddenly realized that they had not given me any details about the man I was supposed to meet.
当我去到这个坐车啊，去到这个终点站，这个长途客车的这个终点站的时候，这路上呢，我突然想到他们没有告诉我这个来讲到的这个讲员的任何的细节啊。
The bus station is crowded with people.
那这个汽车站呢是到处都是人。
How was I going to recognize the man?
那我怎么能够认出这个人来呢？
I walked through the bus terminal looking for an unknown traveler.
然后我就走遍了这整个汽车站去找一个不认识的游客。
I didn't know if he was old or young, tall or short.
我不知道这个人是年纪大的还是年纪轻的，是高的还是矮的。
Preachers come in all sizes.
因为讲员是可以是各种情况的。
Finally, I saw a man who looked a little lost.
那后来呢，我看到有一个人呢，看上去他有点迷茫，就是像走丢了似的。
Maybe it was him.
那也可能就是他吧。
I approached him and asked him.
然后我就走近他，问他。
He was the man I was looking for.
结果呢，他就是我要找的人。
He gave me a big hug.
然后他就大大的拥抱了我。
I had met my visitor from Argentina.
然后我就遇到了从阿根廷来的这个访客。
The Old Testament gives us a lot of prophecies about what the Messiah would be like when he came.
那旧约呢，给了我们很多的预言啊，关于这个弥赛亚来的时候他会是什么样子的这样的预言。
When someone's life coincides with those prophecies, we can know he's the one.
那如果一个人来啊，恰巧和这些预言全都吻合的话呢，我们就知道哦，他就是那一位了。
And we can affirm that the Lord Jesus is the true Messiah of God.
所以我们能够确定主耶稣基督就是从神来的弥赛亚。
There's an amazing coincidence between his life and what the Old Testament prophets predicted.
因为他的生命啊，他的一生和这个旧约的先知的预言的这奇妙的吻合，这个吻合真的是太奇妙了。
So we've seen two things about the gospel.
所以我们现在已经看到了关于福音的两点。
It's a message that comes from God.
那第一点呢，就是这是从神来的信息。
It was a message prophesied in the Old Testament.
第二点呢，这就是在旧约预言过的信息。
And here's the third thing about the gospel.
那现在我们来讲福音的第三点。
It is a message centered in the person of Christ.
那这个就是这个福音的中心呢，就是基督这个人。
Notice the first part of verse 3, it says concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们看第三节的前半段，他说论到我儿，他儿子我主耶稣基督。
The gospel is a message about a person.
所以福音呢是关于一个人的信息。
The gospel is not a theory.
福音不是一个理论。
It's not a code of ethics.
What's that?
Code of ethics?
I don't know the word, Jürgen, sorry.
Okay, it's not a system of how to live.
哦，这是不是一个教导人怎么生活的一个理论？
It's not a system of religious ideas.
也不是一个宗教的思想。
The gospel is about the person of Christ.
那福音呢是关于一个人，就是基督这个人。
The gospel of Mark starts like this.
马可福音呢一开头是这么说的。
It says the beginning of the gospel.Of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
他说神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
And then Mark goes on to tell us what the gospel is in the life and resurrection of Christ.
然后马可福音后面整个讲的就是耶稣基督他的生、他的死、他的复活。
That's the gospel.
这就是福音了。
It's about the person and work of Christ.
那就是关于基督这个人以及他的这个工作。
It's about who he is and what he did.
是关于他是谁以及他做了些什么的信息。
And then here in Romans, Paul goes on to tell us two more things about him.
然后在罗马书呢，保罗接着又给我们讲了关于他的另外两点。
Please read 3 and 4, verses 3 and 4.
就是我给大家读一下一章的三节四节，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按圣善的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Here we are told that Jesus is the son of David and that he is the son of God.
那这里面呢，他们这两节告诉我们呢，耶稣是大卫的儿子，同时呢又是神的儿子。
Here's the amazing thing about Christ.
这是关于基督的一个非常奇妙的事情。
He was a human being born in the lineage of David.
那他是一个人，他是从大卫这个血脉出生的。
And he was also the eternal Son of God.
同时呢，他又是永生的神的儿子。
He is both human and divine.
那他既是人又是神。
I'd like to just refer to a verse in Isaiah chapter 9, a prophecy that Isaiah gives us, Isaiah 9 and verse 6.
我要给大家读一下以赛亚书的一节经文，以赛亚书的九章六节。
The first part goes like this, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。
A child is born, a son is given.
那有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一个儿子赐给我们。
Here we have the birth of a child. That was when Jesus was born of Mary.
那这个讲婴儿出生这件事呢，讲的就是玛利亚啊生耶稣这件事。
Here we have the giving of a son, for God so loved the world that he gave us his son.
然后有一子赐给我们呢，我们就会联想起这句经文，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
So this prophecy about Jesus tells us that he is the child of Mary and he's the child of God, the son of God.
所以呢，以赛亚的书的这节经文这个预言呢，就告诉我们他既是玛利亚的儿子，也是神的儿子。
The birth of a child that refers to his humanity.
所以 他这个作为一个婴儿出生啊，表明了他的人性。
The giving of a son, that refers to his deity.
那有一子赐给我们，这里讲的是他的神性。
Deity and humanity in one person is a profound mystery.
那同时在一个人身上既有人性又有神性，这是一个极其深奥的奥秘。
But that is the only way that we can explain who Christ was.
但是讲到耶稣到底是谁呢，我们只能用这样的表述来描述他了。
God and man in one person.
那就是神和人就在一个人的身上结合。
Paul said in 1 Timothy 3:16, Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh.
在提摩太前书的三章十六节他说神在肉身显现大灾近前的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现。
Indeed, it is a great and wonderful mystery.
这真的是一个极大的极美好的一个奥秘。
When Jesus lived and worked in Nazareth,
当耶稣在拿撒勒生活和工作的时候，
No one realized that the carpenter of Nazareth and the creator of the universe were the same person.
没有人意识到这个木匠和这个世界的造物主竟然是一个人。
God had come to live and work among them in human form.
所以人呢取了神呢取了人的形状住在我们中间，在我们中间一工作。
Jesus is the human life of God.
所以耶稣呢就是神在人用人的肉身体现的一个生命。
Jesus is the human face of God.
所以耶稣呢是神以人的这一面显给我们看的人的这一面。
Jesus is God living a human life.
耶稣呢是神在人的生命中活出来的样子。
In Jesus Christ, deity and humanity come together.
所以在耶稣基督身上，神性和人性合一了。
One great preacher said, Jesus was God and man in one person so that God and man might be happy together again.
有一个圣徒说过，他说神性和人性在一个人的身上结合了，这样就可以使人和神都一起快乐了。
The Son of God became a son of man so that the sons of men could become sons of God.
那神子成了人子，这样的话呢，人子就能够成为神子了。
Jesus Christ was the Son of God and the Son of David.
所以耶稣基督既是神的儿子，又是大卫的儿子。
Was Jesus really God in human form?
耶稣真的是神在肉身显现的样式吗？
Well, he did something to prove that that was true.
他有没有做过什么事情证明这是真的呢？
He rose from the dead.
是的，他从死里复活了。
It says in verse 4 that he was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
第四节说，按圣善的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
The resurrection demonstrated that his claim to be the Son of God was true.
所以他从死里复活这件事呢，就宣告了他的确是神的儿子，这件事是真的。
One day the Jews came to Jesus and asked for a sign to show them that he had come from God.
有一次呢，犹太人到耶稣那里去，请他显一个神迹，让他们能够确切的知道他是神的儿子。
And the Lord said, "I'm not going to give you a sign except for the sign of Jonah."
主耶稣说，我不给你们看其他的神迹，我只给你们看约拿的神迹。
Just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish, so I will be dead for 3 days and nights, and then I will live again.
那正像约拿在大鱼的肚子里曾经 待了三天三夜一样，那我也会在坟墓里待三天三夜，但是重新会活过来。
The resurrection is proof that Jesus was indeed the Son of God.
所以复活是一个证据，证明耶稣的确是神的儿子。
If he had remained dead, we would have no reason to believe in him.
那如果他依然是在死中的状态的话，我们就没有理由去相信他了。
If he had remained dead, Christianity would have died.
那如果他一直都是死的状态的话呢？那这个基督信仰就消失了。
The Christian faith stands or falls with the fact of his resurrection.
所以我们基督徒的这个信心，这个信仰是建基在他的复活这个事实上的。
And 3 days after dying on a cross, there was an earthquake.And Jesus rose from the dead.
在主耶稣死在十字架上以后，三天以后就有一个地震，他就从死里复活了。
In his book of Acts, Luke states that the fact of the resurrection was validated by Christ himself by many valuable proofs.
在使徒行传里面讲到耶稣基督的复活是被很多的见证人所见证了。
And this happened over a period of more than 40 days in front of many witnesses.
那这件事呢是发生在长达40天之久，在很多的见证人面前。
For the first Christians, the resurrection of Christ was an irrefutable event that demonstrated that Jesus was the Son of God.
所以对基督徒来说呢，基督的复活这件事情是一个不可质疑的这个证据啊。就证明他是神的儿子。
So here we have two amazing truths about Christ. His incarnation, verse 3, and his resurrection, verse 4.
所以第三节和第四节讲出了关于基督的两个非常重要的真理。第三节讲的就是他的道成肉身，那第四节讲的就是他的复活。
His incarnation is the most amazing event in history.
那道成肉身这件事呢，是在人类的历史上发生的最奇妙的事情。
His resurrection is the most important event in history.
那复活呢，是人类历史上发生的最重要的事情。
In our world, there are many candidates who present themselves as true representatives of God.
那在我们的人类历史上，有很多人呢，都说他们才是真正神的代言人。
We have people like Mohammed, Confucius, Buddha.
那比如说我们有穆罕默德，有孔子，有佛祖。
But at the end of their lives, each one of them died and was buried.
但是他们生命的尽头呢，都是死亡，而且都被埋葬了。
Each one of them remained dead.
而且他们每一个人呢，至今依然是死的。
There is only one in the history of the human race who died and came back.
那在人类的历史上呢，只有唯一的一位，就是他死了又复活了。
There's only one who came back to life, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
那只有一个人又活过来了，那就是主耶稣基督。
The resurrection of Christ is the most momentous event in history.
所以主耶稣基督的复活是这个人类历史上最值得纪念的一件事情。
No other religion has anything like that.
没有其他的宗教发生过这样的事。
The tomb is the place where all great religious leaders of the past have ended up, but it's the place where Christianity begins.
所以主耶稣基督复活这空坟墓啊，是世界上所有其他宗教终结之处，也是基督信仰起头之处。
So we've seen that the gospel is a message from God.
所以我们刚才已经看了第一点，就是福音是从神来的信息。
The gospel is a message prophesied centuries beforehand.
第二点呢，就是这个福音呢，是在很多世纪之前就已经被先知所预言了的。
The gospel is a message about the person of Christ.
那第三点呢，就是福音呢是关于基督这个人的信息。
But here's the fourth thing that we can notice about the gospel here.
好，现在我们讲到这个福音的第四点。
The gospel is a message for the whole world.
那就是福音呢是给全世界的。
Now, please read verses 5 and 6.
好，我给大家读一下第五节和第六节。我们从他受了恩惠并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道，其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。
Here we see that the gospel is to be made known to all nations.
所以在这里我们看到福音呢是为了让各国让万国都知晓的。
The Bible says that God so loved the world.
福音书告诉我们圣经告诉我们神爱世人。
In Mark chapter 16 verse 15, the Lord said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
在马可福音的16章15节主耶稣说你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
The gospel is for everyone.
所以福音是给每个人的。
Christ died for every person, and every person has a right to know about it.
所以耶稣是为每个人死的，所以每个人都有权利知道这件事情。
The door of God's kingdom is wide open to everyone.
所以神的国的大门呢，是向每个人敞开的。
Christ says, come.And the invitation is extended to everyone, no matter who they are or what their past might be.
基督说，来吧，这邀请是发给每一个人的，不管你曾经的过去是怎样的。
The Bible often uses the words whoever, everyone, anyone, and all.
那圣经经常用这样的词，每一个人，所有的人，凡事等等这样的词。
There's a wonderful wideness to this invitation.
所以这个邀请的这个广阔度啊，是非常大的。
No one should feel excluded or beyond redemption.
没有人应该觉得是被排除之外的，或者他不在救赎的范围之内。
You don't have to be a good person.
你不需要做一个是一个好人。
You don't need a good credit rating.
你不需要有一个很好的信用记录。
You don't have to be smart.
你也不需要很聪明。
You don't have to be anything. You just have to be lost. That's it.
你不需要是任何一种人，你只需要是一个失丧的人就够了。
Your sins do not disqualify you.
没有什么事情是让你不符合条件。
Your past does not disqualify you.
你的过去不能使你不符合条件。
The invitation of Christ is open to all.
那基督的邀请呢，是向所有人敞开的。
And in Revelations chapter 22, verse 17, it's one of the very last verses in the Bible.And it sends out an invitation to the whole world. Revelations 22:17, please.
启示录的22章17节讲的就是这样一个给全世界人的邀请。圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
What a wonderful invitation.
这是多么奇妙的邀请啊。
It invites us to come.
他说邀请你来。
Whoever has thirst, come.
他说口渴的人都来。
Whoever desires, let him come and take the water of life freely.
愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
It's God's purpose that the blessing of the gospel reach all nations.
所以这是神的旨意啊，就是愿这个福音的祝福能够到达每一个民族。
And when we get to the last book of the Bible, we see a great multitude of those who are redeemed.
当我们读到这福音，这圣经的最后一卷书的时候，我们看到众多的人呢，成千上万的人都被赎了。
And in this multitude, there are people from every tribe and tongue and people.And nation.
那这众多的被赎的人呢，是从各族各民各方各地来的。
There will be people from every ethnic group in the world among the company of the redeemed.
那在每一个民族当中啊，哪怕最偏远的这种民族，都会有人是在这被赎的民众。
The gospel is a message for everyone.
所以福音是给每个人的信息。
Someone said that the gospel is the greatest story ever told.
有人说福音是人类历史上曾经讲过的最伟大的故事。
Of the greatest offer ever made.
是曾经给过人的能给人的最伟大的赠与。
By the greatest person who has ever lived.
是借着一个曾经活过的最伟大的人给出来的。
The gospel is a message for the whole world.
所以福音是给全世界的信息。
Now here's the fifth thing about the gospel in this chapter of Romans.
好，我们在这罗马书的第一章里面现在讲到关于福音的第五点。
It is a message that is the power of God.
那这个信第五点就是这个信息呢是神的能力。
Please read Romans 1 verse 16.
好，我们读一下罗马书的一章十六节，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
The gospel brings the power of God.
所以福音呢，带下了神的能力。
The gospel is not merely good advice.
所以福音呢，不仅仅只是一个好的建议。
The gospel is not God saying, try harder.
所以福音并不是神说，哦，你多努力一点吧。
The gospel is God taking away the sin of the world.
福音呢是神把这个世界的罪给拿走了。
The gospel is God saying, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be forgiven, accepted and reconciled to God.
福音是神说你相信耶稣基督，你的罪就被赦免了，你就被神所接纳了，你就和神和好了。
Believe in Christ and you will have eternal life and peace with God.
你相信了耶稣基督，你就有了永生，你就和神之间有了和平。
The gospel unleashes the power of God to save and to change people.
所以福音呢，是把神的能量释放出来，要来救人，要改变人的生命的。
Please read in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 4 to 6. Ephesians 2, 4 to 6.
好，我们来读一下以弗所书的二章的四节到六节。然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
The Bible says that without Christ, we are spiritually dead.
圣经告诉我们，没有基督的话，我们在属灵上就是死的。
We are without spiritual life.
我们是没有属灵的生命的。
The gospel imparts new life to the believer.
所以福音呢，是把新生命赐给了信徒。
The gospel, the Spirit of God comes into our life and makes us a new creature.
所以福音使神的灵进到了我们的生命中，使我们成为了新造的人。
The gospel is not about trying to be better.
所以福音并不是让我们努力做得更好。
The gospel is about being born again by the power of God.
福音是告诉我们要借着神的大能重生。
It is not a message that asks us to do something for God, rather it is what God has done for us.
所以这个信息呢，不是说告诉我们要为神做什么，相反，它是告诉我们神已经为我们做了什么。
It tells us that God came to save us.
它告诉我们是神来救我们的。
It tells us that the Son of God died for us.
它告诉我们是神的儿子为我们死了。
It tells us that he paid our debt.
它告诉我们是他付上了代价。
He defeated death.
他战胜了死亡。
He opened the door to heaven.
他打开了去往天堂的门。
So the first word of the gospel is not do this.
所以福音的第一个字不是说你要做这个。
The first word of the gospel is God did this.
那福音信息的第一个字是说神做了这个。
There are hundreds of religions in the world, and they all ask us to do something to reach God.
这世界上有上百的宗教，它都是要告诉我们做些什么才能够到达神那里，到达神面前。
The gospel is what God has done to reach us.
但是福音是告诉我们神做了什么来救我们。
The gospel is about what God has done to save us.
对，福音是告诉我们神做了什么来拯救我们。
The gospel is about God saving us when we couldn't save ourselves.
福音是讲的是神救了我们，我们自己救不了我们自己，是神救了我们。
There was a famous evangelist who lived over a century ago, and his name was Dwight Moody.
Dwight Moody 是在一个世纪之前生活的一个非常伟大的传教士。
One night he was preaching on a street corner.
有一天晚上呢，他是在一个街角在讲道。
An atheist showed up and challenged him to a public debate.
那有一个无神论者呢，来挑战他，说要跟他进行一场公开的辩论。
Moody accepted the challenge, but with one condition.
那穆迪先生呢，他接受了这个挑战，但是呢，有一个条件。
He said, "You bring two witnesses whose lives have been transformed in a positive way through atheism, and I will bring 100 people whose lives have been transformed by the gospel."
他说呢，那你带两个人来，这两个人呢是因为你的这个无神论的这些东西呢，生命有了正向的改变。那你带两个人来呢，我就带100个被耶稣基督的福音所改变了生命的见证人来。
The atheist did not know how to respond.
然后这个无神论者就不知道如何回答。
And with saying no more, he withdrew, having lost the debate before it began.
然后他什么话都没说就退下去了，这个辩论还没有开始就结束了。
Atheism is not known to transform people's lives for the better.
因为没有人知道这个无神论可以改变，可以把一个人变得更好。
The gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
但是福音却是神的大能，救人的大能。
Okay, we've seen a number of things about the gospel, and here's number six.
我们已经看了关于福音的几点要点了，现在我们来讲第六点。
The gospel is a message that brings salvation.
那就是福音呢，是带来救恩的信息。
Please read verse 16 once more.
好，我再把罗马书的一章十六节读一遍。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
Okay, what does the Bible mean when it talks about salvation?
那当圣经讲到这个救恩或者救拯救的时候，它是什么意思呢？
Salvation basically means to free from danger.
那拯救的它的基本的意思呢，就是把一个人从危险之中解救出来。
It means being delivered from a life-threatening situation.
是把一个对生命有威胁的这样的一个情况当中救出来。
If someone runs into a burning house and rescues a child, that's salvation.
当一个人冲进一个着火的房子去救出一个孩子的话呢，他这个行为就是拯救了。
If somebody jumps into a lake and saves someone who is drowning, that's salvation.
当一个人跳进湖里去救一个溺水的人的话呢，他这个行为就是拯救。
And human beings are in the need of salvation.
那整个人类呢，都需要拯救。
The Bible describes our situation very well in Romans chapter 3.
那圣经呢，关于把我们人类的境况呢，在罗马书的三章里面讲得很清楚，23节。
Please read Romans 3 verses 10 to 12.
不是23节，是罗马书的三章10到12节。 就如经上所记，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Something has gone wrong in the heart of every human being.
我们人，每一个人的心里啊，都出了问题了，都有了错了。
There's a serious internal flaw. The Bible calls it sin.
在我们人的心里面、啊、都有这样的、很严重的一个缺陷，圣经把 这个问题呢叫做罪。
There's no one who can say there's nothing wrong with my life. We have all been enslaved by sin.
没有一个人敢说呢我的生命中一点问题都没有，因为我们都是罪的奴仆。
And sin separates us from God.
罪把我们和神分开了。
Sin enslaves us.
罪奴役着我们。
Sin destroys us.
罪在毁坏我们。
And sin condemns us.
然后罪也定我们的罪。
Please read verse 19.
Chapter 3?
Yes.
我们再读一下罗马书的三章十九节。我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。
This is the greatest problem that a person could have.
那这是人所能有的最大的麻烦了。
We stand guilty before God and face the judgment of God.
那就是我们站在神的面前都是有罪的，我们将要面对神的审判。
We may have problems in our home, in our finances, or in our health.
那我们可能在自己家里有些麻烦，财务上有麻烦，或者健康上有麻烦。
But those problems don't even compare to this one.
但是这些麻烦呢，和这个都没法相比。
If we don't find a solution to this problem we have before God, we will find ourselves in a lost eternity.
那如果我们在这个问题上，就是在神的面前这个问题上不找到一个解决方案的话呢，那我们就会发现自己最后得着的就是永恒的失丧了。
If we understood what that meant, we would not sleep at night.
如果我们明白这意味着什么的话呢，我们晚上就会睡不着觉的。
And the central question of the Bible is how can a man be saved?
所以这个圣经的核心问题呢，就是一个人怎么才能得救呢？
What we need most is not a change of government.
我们需要的可不是换一个政府。
It's not better education.
也不是说受更好的教育。
It's not better healthcare.
也不是说有更好的这个养生。
Our main need is salvation.
所以我们最主要的需要呢就是救恩。
Because our sins will send us to a lost eternity.
因为我们的罪呢会把我们送到永恒的失丧当中去。
And the good news of the gospel is that God sent his son to save us.
但是福音这个好消息就是神把他的儿子派下来来救我们了。
Jesus Christ is the Savior we needed.
耶稣基督就是我们需要的那个救主。
He's our only hope.
他是我们唯一的盼望。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him.
神把他的儿子派下来不是要定世人的罪，而是要世人因他可以得救。
So people need more than good advice, they need salvation.
所以人需要的可不只是好的建议，人需要的是拯救。
And that's precisely what the gospel is all about.
那这就是福音所告诉我们的信息了。
God has provided a wonderful and a powerful savior.
这就是神供应给了我们一个奇妙的又大有能力的救主。
The gospel is about God saving man who could not save himself.
所以福音就是神来救不能救自己的人类。
Okay, there's one more thing we want to point out about the gospel here, and this is the seventh point.
我们还要再讲第七点，关于福音的第七点。
The gospel is a message that requires a response of faith.
那就是福音是一个信息，它需要我们在信心中做出回应。
Read verse 17 of chapter 1, please.
OK， 我给大家读一下罗马书的一章十七节，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
Those who obtain salvation are not those who have lived an upright life, but those who have placed their faith in Christ.
那些得着福音的好处的人呢，不是说他们生活的有多好，活出多么正确的人生，而是他把信心放在了这个福音的信息上面。
Faith is the outstretched hand that receives what God offers to us.
那信心呢，就是你那双伸出去的手，把神所赐给我们的东西接收进来的那双手。
Faith is trusting in Christ to be right with God.
信心呢，就是你信靠了基督，然后你就和神有了正确的关系。
Many people have faith, but they trust in the wrong things.
很多人都有信心，但是他们信错了东西。
Perhaps they trust their religion, their church, their morality, or even their good works.
那有可能他们信的他们的宗教，他们的教会他们的道德。
The only faith that saves is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那唯一有效的这个信心的这个对象呢，就是耶稣基督。
So we need to stop putting our faith anywhere else and cling to Christ as our only hope of reaching God.
那现在呢，我们就要停止把信心放在其他任何的事情上面，而是要紧紧的抓住主，因为这是唯一我们能到神那里去的道路。
So the gospel is not good advice to be obeyed, it is good news to be believed.
所以福音呢，不是要让你去顺服的一些好的建议，去顺从的一些好的建议，而是要让你相信的一个信息。
And Paul could say, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, it's the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes.
所以保罗才能说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
Okay, so we've seen seven things in this chapter of what the gospel is, and we've sort of looked briefly at Paul's exposition of it in Romans chapter 1.
好，我们现在已经在罗马书的一章里面，在保罗对福音的解释当中呢，看到了这个关于福音的七个要点。
Okay, it was suggested to me that we could leave some time at the end for any questions that there may be. So we could do that.
那Eric 告诉我呢，我们最好是留一点，每节课留一点时间来问问题，所以我们现在就把时间留给问答。
Would you care to join us, Mr. Summers? Yes, well, we do have some time that we might have questions for Jürgen, and if Jürgen can't answer them or doesn't want to answer them, we have Mr. Summers here who will certainly fill in the time.
刚才 Eric 开玩笑的说，就是我们现在留点问答的时间，那 Jürgen 弟兄如果不能回答或不愿意回答的话，那还有 Harold 来顶替。
So might we have some questions? Yes, Johnny, go ahead, please.
我想问一下，主耶稣基督他有一个公认的形象，像那个伊斯兰教，伊斯兰教的那个释迦牟尼，他有。
你是说那个有形的那个形象？
对对，有形。现在每个目前为止，在我的理解，每个基督徒心中都有一个主耶稣基督的形象。但就是说，就是在有共识的情况下，有没有一个公认的一个形象？我想。
Johnny's question is about Jesus' visible image. So is there any visible image that all the world, the Christian in the world, recognize that is an image of Jesus Christ. Because in other religions, their leaders have their official image. Yeah, so does Jesus have such kind of image?
That's an interesting question, and I think it certainly comes out of what...
Repeat the Chinese question in Chinese.
Oh, sure. Yes.
刚才 Johnny 弟兄提了一个问题，他说，耶稣基督有没有一个就是所有基督徒都公认的一个有形的一个形象？就比如说其他的宗教的领袖，像穆罕默德啊、释迦牟尼啊，他们都有一个像的，就是大家都认的。那耶稣基督有没有这样的一个像
？So is it why do Christians not have images? You mean of Jesus and
对，或者换句话说，就是为什么基督徒没有一个这样耶稣基督的这样的一个像
？That's basically the question. Other religions do have images or pictures of their leaders and so on.
对，就其他的宗教，他们的这个领袖都有一个形象。
So, Jürgen, if you'd like to answer that, I think it falls right out of what some of the things you were saying tonight.
Okay. I think the main reason why we do not make use of images comes out of the Ten Commandments.
我想这个根本的原因就是我们没有一个像的是这个依据呢是十诫。
In Exodus chapter 20, the second commandment says that we should not make any image of anything that is in heaven or on earth, and we should not bow down to them.
在出埃及记的二十章啊，就是第二，就十诫中的第二诫呢，不是第四诫啊，就是不，第四节就是不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物等等。
Now the Bible says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
圣经说呢，耶稣是呢看不见的神的形象。
Not a statue, but the person, the living person of Christ showed us what God is like.
不是指他像一个塑像一样的是神的那个外在的就是可视的样子，而是说他呢他的生命活出来了神的这个本质。
And God has given us four gospels to show us the life of Christ and to understand who he is. And by looking at him, we know what God is like.
那整个四卷福音书啊都给我们描述了他的一生是怎么样的，他是谁让我们知道神是什么样子。
So we don't use any material image. The Ten Commandments tell us we should not do so. Our image of God is the person of Christ that we see in the Gospels.
所以我们按照这个十诫的要求，我们是没有任何物质上的这些形象的。那神的形象呢，就是在耶稣基督的这个生命中反映出来的。
Perhaps Eric or Harold would like to add to that.
Well, I would turn you to Philippians chapter 2.
我们可以翻到腓立比书的二章。
We read there that in verse 5,
第五节,
that what we are to look at is the mind of Christ, the mind of God.
就我们要看的呢是神的心。
In other words, we what is to be formed in us is an image brought by the Spirit of God of the person of Christ, not just his physical features, but his inherent qualities of his personhood.
也就是说，圣灵要在我们心里建立的不是一个外表的一个物理上的这个形象，而是呢，他是一个什么样的人，就是他的品质，就是他的这个心思意念，就他的这个属灵的这个形象。
When God or when Christ took the form of a man, He was expressing God in human terms so that we could understand.
当耶稣取了人的这个样式的目的呢，是用我们人能够明白的这种方式来告诉我们神是什么样子的。
And as Jürgen has pointed out, as we read the Gospels and we see Jesus interacting among humans, we see a personality, a person revealed.
所以就像刚才 Jürgen 告诉我们，当我们读福音书的时候呢，我们是看到耶稣是怎么和人互动的，我们看到的是他的性情，就是他的这个人格。
As for his physical appearance, he appeared like anyone else. He wasn't outstanding in any sense physically.
那至于他这个外在的形象呢，圣经说他是很普通的，他跟众人都是一样的，他并没有什么出众的外表。
The book of Isaiah, or the prophet Isaiah, said he has no form or beauty that we should desire him more than others, certainly.
那以赛亚书的预言说，他并没有什么家型美容啊，让人可以去羡慕的。
But this person, a blind person, could love him as much as a person with sight.
但是耶稣基督这个人呢，就是一个眼瞎的人和一个能看见他的人呢，爱他的心是可以达到一样的。
As a matter of fact, some of our best loved hymns were written by Fanny Crosby, who is blind.
那其实有一个就是圣诗的作者啊，叫 Fanny Crosby, 他是一个盲人，他对主耶稣基督爱的可能是超过我们很多的人的。
But her life was overcome by the beauty of the person of Christ.
所以这个圣诗这个作者他的这个心呢，是完全被耶稣基督这个人格他的人品所征服的，而不是他的外表。
So in Philippians chapter 2, Paul writes and says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
所以腓立比书的二章五节他说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Maybe I'll just add one comment. We live in the age of racism.
那 Harry 说，我补充一点啊，我们现在生活的这个时代呢，就是很强调这个种族歧视、种族主义。
And it's always interested me that if you were to draw a circle around Africa, or a circle around Asia, or a circle around Europe, you'd find that the land of Israel is in all three circles.
那很有趣的一个事实啊，如果你在地图上在亚洲画一个圈，在非洲画一个圈，在欧洲画一个圈的话呢，就把这三个州都画出来的话，你发现以色列都在这个三个圈里。
If the Lord Jesus Christ were short, then we would all say, oh, well, we've all got to be short. If he were tall, we'd say, oh, we've all got to be tall.If he were bald, we'd feel sorry for him. There's all kinds of foolish things that would happen. But our Lord Jesus Christ, he's God. He's not this kind of a man, that kind of a man in physical attributes at all.
那如果主耶稣基督他是矮的呢，那我们觉得我也要是一个矮子，如果他是高的呢，我们说我也想要成为高的，那如果他是就是脱发秃顶的呢，我们可能会觉得有点遗憾，就是如果我们关注这个外在的这个形象的话，会引起很多很多各种各样奇怪的问题。
So the Lord Jesus is for every man and for every woman, and we would be very foolishto begin to worship any physical attribute that he might have.
所以我们在乎的不是他的这个外在的这个特点啊，因为主耶稣基督是世上每一个男人女人的主，所以我们不看重这个外在的这个外貌的这个特点。
The other thing too is that if you have some physical picture, that picture remains static. It never changes. Whereas our relationship is always dynamic, it's changing with Christ.
嗯，那还有一点呢，就是如果你有一个画像的话，有一个这样的形象的话呢，这个形象是静止的，但是我们跟主的关系呢是永远都是动态的，是活的。
But there is one scripture that tells us what he looks like today.
嗯，但是的确有一句经文告诉我们他今天是什么样子的。
And I refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 6.
哥林多后书的四章六节。
For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
That's a wonderful verse, and I'm not sure if I've ever gotten anywhere near to understanding it completely.
这是一句非常奇妙的经文呢，我觉得我可能没有全完全明白它，可能都甚至不能说接近明白。
But the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, we all with open faces, we view the Lord Jesus from the scriptures and through our experiences, we can view him in some spiritual way.
这里面说神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上，就我们借着圣经的话，借着我们自己的经历，借着圣灵的光照，我们可以敞着脸看见，就是在属灵上看见主耶稣基督的样子。
I'd be interested to hear what our brethren have, Harold and Jürgen, what you might have to say about that verse.
所以他在想Jürgen 弟兄和 Harold 弟兄对这句经文会有没有什么要说的。
My very simple response would be, if you were an outstanding painter like Leonardo da Vinci or some other painter, how could you possibly paint a face like that?
那 Harold 说呢，如果你是一个著名的画家，比如像达芬奇这样有名的画家的话，如果你要画，根据这句经文画一个耶稣的样子，这个图像的话，你该怎么画呢？
Peter said in his first letter, whom having not seen, we love. We don't know what he looked like. Nobody has a photograph. Nobody has a drawing. We don't, and anything that is there is what somebody imagined he might look like. So we don't have an accurate picture. And I think the scripture discourages us from trying to come up with one. The picture we have of Christ in the Gospels, I think, is what we need to be thinking about when we think of him. And the wonderful thing about Christ is that he shows us the heart of the Father. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father, and his life is such a beautiful demonstration of the beauty and wonder of God. And I think we need to look at him in the Gospels and understand that's the picture that God has given us.
在彼得前书里面，彼得说没有人见过神，所以我们既然没有人见过神，我们就没有办法去想象他是一个什么样子，而且圣经里从来不鼓励我们去往这个方向去努力，就是去形成一个他的这个physical 的这样的外表的这样一个形象。那我们需要认识神的呢形象呢，就是要通过福音书，就是要去认识神的心，这是我们去努力的方向。
The other problem is that men all over the world are inherently idolaters.
那还有一个问题呢，就是全世界的人呢有一个内在的这个倾向，就是总是想要拜偶像。
If we were to see a picture or an image, we would worship the picture or the image rather than the Savior himself.
那如果我们真的有一个耶稣基督像的话呢，我们就会去敬拜这个像，就是这个有形的这个形象，而不是去敬拜耶稣基督自己了。
there was a, one of the disciples of the Lord, clung to him. I'm speaking of Mary Magdalene in John chapter 20.
那曾经有一个门徒啊，就是抹大拉的玛利亚，他曾经是紧紧的抱住主的，就是在约翰福音的二十章里面。
And you recall the story, the Lord Jesus had risen from the dead on the third day.
大家可能都记得这个故事，就是二十章里讲的，就是主耶稣基督死后三天，他从死里复活了。
And Mary Magdalene was with a group of women who had prepared spices and had come early in the morning to anoint the body of Jesus.
那抹大拉的玛利亚呢和其他的一些妇女呢她们预备了香膏一大早呢就来到这个坟墓前想要膏耶稣的身体。
And when the women got there, they saw the stone rolled away from the tomb and there was no one there in the tomb, and they fled. Mary Magdalene went and told Peter and John.
当他们这些妇人到了这个坟墓那里呢，发现坟墓的门已经打开了，然后里面已经没有什么都没有了，所以这个抹大拉玛利亚呢就赶紧逃走去告诉这个彼得和约翰。
And Peter and John they went quickly to the tomb and they found it just as Mary Magdalene had said.And they believed that the body wasn't there. But Mary continued and came a little bit later. And she stayed, she lingered at the tomb.
然后彼得和约翰来了以后呢看到空坟墓的确是像玛利亚所说抹大拉玛利亚所说的所以他们就相信了他的话就是这个身体及耶稣的尸体的确不在了他们就回去了但是抹大拉的玛利亚呢还流连不走他一直还停留在这个空坟墓这里
And she stood at the tomb weeping
然后他站在这个坟墓前在哭泣
The Lord had delivered her from 7 demons
主曾经从他的身上赶出过七个鬼
He was everything to her
主耶稣对他来说就是全部。
She'd followed him all the way from Galilee.
玛利亚曾经一路跟随主啊，从加利利开始就跟随他。
And now the dearest person to her on earth had gone. Had
那些现在这个地上对他来说最亲密的、最亲爱的一个人已经去世了。
And she couldn't even find his body.
甚至他连他的尸体都找不到。
And she happened to turn and she saw a man there.
然后他就是转过身呢就看到了一个人在那里。
She thought at first he was a gardener.
那他本来他一开始呢以为这个人是个管这个园子的。
And until the gardener revealed who he was because he spoke her name in a voice that she remembered so well.
那直到呢这个人他错认的这个人呢用他所熟悉的声音叫了他的名字以后。
And then in verse 17 of chapter 20, we read that Jesus said to her, do not cling to me.
我们看十七节啊这个时候因为耶稣对他喊了他的名字以后呢玛利亚就认出他了。然后十七节耶稣说不要摸我。
I haven't yet ascended to the Father.
因我还没有升上去见我的父。
When she saw him, she wanted to hold him.
所以当玛利亚见到主耶稣复活的主耶稣以后，她就想把他抓住。
Now, why did he tell her not to cling to him?
但是这里耶稣为什么告诉她不要摸他呢，或者不要抓住他呢？
You see, that was the Jesus in the days of his flesh.
那个时候耶稣还是在他的肉身当中。
When his glories were all hidden.
当耶稣还在肉身当中的时候他的荣耀是全部被遮盖的。
Except for his moral glories, his personal glories.
只有他的道德的荣光他这个人性的就是人品的这个荣光能够显露出来。
But now he said, I have not yet ascended to my Father to be glorified.
然后他说他现在要去升到天上去见他的父，得去得荣耀去了。
It was the old Jesus in the flesh that, but it was be now there's a new relationship that he's instructing her in.
虽然这时候的耶稣还是在肉身当中的，但是主耶稣这时候要告诉他，现在他和主之间是有一个新的关系了。
It would be a deeper and fuller relationship.
是一个更深的、更完全的关系。
And so he says, don't cling to that, the old thinking.
所以他其实告诉玛利亚的意思就是，你不要紧紧抓住以前的那样的思想不放了。
Here I was limited.
我在这地上的时候呢，我是有限的。
But now, after I ascend to my Father and glorified, you'll have unlimited access to me, Mary.
那现在我要到我的父那里去了，等我去了以后呢，你以后就会跟我之间呢就有无限的接近我的这个机会。
So the emphasis I think on is that, and that Jürgen has been impressing on us, is that we don't have a savior that is in a tomb somewhere, that we remember his teachings, that he was a good man, wonderful man. We have a glorified Lord, God himself.
所以刚才 Jürgen 想跟我们传达的这个意思呢，就是我们不是在纪念一个在坟墓里的这样的一个好人，一个老师，而是我们现在有一个得着了荣耀的在天上的主。对。
We're like Mary, we have a new relationship.
我们和玛利亚一样，现在我们有了一个新的关系了。
I'll leave the last word for you, Jürgen. If not, would you just close us in prayer?
看看这个弟兄还有什么补充的，如果没有的话，他就带我们做一个结束的祷告。
Yes, I trust that our look at the gospel in Romans has helped us to have a clearer understanding of this wonderful message. And Lord willing, in the coming weeks, we want to explore further the unsearchable riches of the gospel of our Lord. So why don't we just conclude with a word of prayer?
的确通过福音书和罗马书呢，我们就会对这个福音的信息啊有更全面深入的认识，所以主若许可呢，我们会在今后的这个几周当中呢跟大家继续的讲解，就是关于这个福音信息的丰富啊，测不透的丰富。我们一起做一个结束的祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you so loved the world that you sent your son.
天父啊，我们感谢你，你如此的爱世人，以至于你派下你的儿子。
We have never ever seen anyone as wonderful as him.
我们从来没有看到一个像他这样奇妙的人。
We thank you for the wonderful things that he did.
我们感谢他所做的奇妙的事情。
We thank you for the wonderful things that he said.
也为他所说过的这些奇妙美好的话感谢你。
And we thank you that he loved us to the point of giving his life for us.
我们感谢他爱我们到一个程度，甚至为我们舍命。
We thank you that he rose from the dead and he ascended to your right hand.
我们感谢您，他从死里复活了，现在升到了你的右边。
We thank you that he promised to come back.
我们也感谢您，他应许过他会再回来。
Thank you for the joy of having peace with God.
感谢您赐给我们与神和好的平安和喜乐。
Bless your word to our hearts today, we pray.
求您祝福您的话语进到我们的心里，今天进到我们的心里。
We ask this and give thanks in the wonderful name of our Savior. Amen.
这样的祈求和感恩是奉我主奇妙的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.